Hello, I'm Veronica, Scaresbrick Vatican Radio. Why not speak of Michelangelo and his central ceiling vault in the Sistine Chapel, a fresco unveiled 5 centuries ago? In a few moments, I'll be speaking of the Genesis creation series in which God the Father separates land from water. Our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, brings us a sound picture.
You have again God the Father dressed in a pink robe with a reddish mantle. And what's lovely about this mantle is that you get the feeling that it's moving with him. He's moving forward, dividing the waters from the land, meaning that the people live on the land and also have the water for life and for fishing or whatever, and all the life the water contains, etc. So different areas of life. But on his face here, there's a lovely benevolent expression. He's looking downwards with affection, looking downwards with love, actually. It's a very nice face. And you see also here, Michelangelo has done his beard in such a way that you can't actually see his mouth. So it's like it's all beard from just below his nose right down.
Like a fake beard.
Yes, it's weird. It's like he's just stuck it on. And the same with the hair. And you notice, for example, his hands. One of his hands, the right hand, is raised and it's a paler colour. The left hand is sort of moved out as if he's going to start giving a blessing, or he's giving an order in this particular case to the elements. And you see, that's a darker hand. So it's almost like the hand that's pointing upwards in the spiritual sphere is paler, sort of more ethereal. And the one that goes down towards the earth is more an earthly colour. So these things are not incidental. I mean, Michelangelo understood the subtle symbolism of certain things that he was doing, because obviously Michelangelo had the help of a theologian, the official theologian of the church. There's always been debates as to who was the real theologian of the Sistine Chapel, but I would imagine maybe 3 or 4 of them. And again, you see these little figures that are near him. Sometimes he doesn't do his little tiny figures in these scenes in great detail. For example, the figure here in the background, hidden under the cloak, all you see is a head and it's very dark. The figure that's coming out is looking down, almost like it's looking towards the sun, because you see a sort of yellow area on the top of the head. And the figure on the other side looks like it's looking even at the moon. It's a paler colour. So you have this swirling movement. It's almost like he's coming out of a shell made of material, you know? So it's coming out and sort of floating over, and you can feel the power, the extreme, a great sense of power. Because obviously this is a spiritual creation. This is a spiritual division. It's a spiritual statement. But he tries to do this. He tries to give you this sense of the sacred in this particular image by the swirling movement and then the figure coming towards you. If you're looking at it in the Sistine, you feel like the figure is going to come down the chapel and literally come down right beside you in the chapel. Because the figures are so essential that you feel that you have an intimate relationship with the image that you're looking at. There's no sense here of being distant or trying to be standoffish in terms of, or more, let's say, contemplative in terms of image painting. Here you have a figure that's just swirling out of the sky, hovering in over and coming straight down to just create with a big explosion.
You were listening there to our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who's currently working at the American University of Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.